This shir is being said for a refuah shleima for Yaakov Tzemach ben Hinda bat Sheva. Welcome to Shir 22, and we are continuing our discussion of Pas Haba B'Kisnin. Let's say you begin to eat some Pas Haba B'Kisnin, and you recite a mezonos on it, and now you decide you want to eat more. And with everything together, you wait the amount needed for Kvias Se'uda, so you don't need a wash, but you will need to bench. If the amount that you want to eat now, aside from what you already ate, is the proper amount to be koveya suda, then you will need to wash and bench, and you do not need to recite an alamichya on what you already ate, as it will be included in benching. The rule is, for an initial bracha, we calculate what you're going to eat, and for the bracha achrona, for benching, we look at all the pas haba b'kisnin that you already ate during the meal. If you recite an al hamichya between your two eating sessions, the first eating session does not connect with the second in terms of benching. So if the second eating has less than a shir of kviyas seuda, you would recite an al hamichya. And this is even though that if you would combine them together, you wouldn't need to bench. So we ignore the first part and you only recite an al hamichya. And that's all. The opposite situation, let's say you want to have a shir su'udah on Pas Haba B'Kisnin. So you wash, and now you only eat a small amount. In this case, your hamotzi is fine, as is your netilas yadayim, since when you washed, you intended to eat the correct amount. If you set up a meal consisting of Pas Haba B'Kisnin in a manner where you'll be obligated to bench, and then you have a doubt as to if you benched or not, so you're obligated to bench because this is a biblical level of birchas hamazon, but this is only if you ate to the point where you are satisfied, where you're satiated. If you make a mistake and recite a hamotzi on Pas Haba B'Kisnin, so you're yotze, but you'll still need to recite an alamichya after you eat. The opposite is also true. If you make mizonos on bread, you'll be yotze, but if you recite hamotzi on a cooked food made from the five grains, then you are not yotze. There are times when bread does not have the halachic status of bread, since it was not baked like bread. Bread is made with a thick dough, which is baked in an oven or in a pan without liquid. But bread made from a thin dough that is cooked in water or fried in oil, so these items are mizonos. However, if you take this thin dough and bake it in an oven or a pan without liquid, then it requires a hamotzi. A cake made from a thin dough, even though the bracha is mizonos due to the eggs and spices, it's Pas Haba B'Kisnin, and if you're koveya se'uda on it, you would recite hamotzi and birchas hamazon. If the dough is thick like bread, but it's cooked in water instead of being baked, then there's a machlokas regarding this, and the minhag is to be lenient and recite a mizonos on this type of item. Now this is only if it looks like bread, and that's when there is an opinion that you would recite hamotzi. However, noodles that do not look like bread in any way, they lack a tsura de nahama, everyone agrees that they are mizonos, even if you are kaveya se'uda on them. This same dough that we're talking about, if after it's cooked in water, it's subsequently baked, it's fully bread, and you must make a hamotzi on it, and this is why bagels are hamotzi. There's a distinction between Pas Haba B'Kisnin and those foods that do not have the din of pas at all. So Pas Haba B'Kisnin is bread that we do not make hamotzi on, since if you're not koveya, we only recite a mizonos. And if you are koveya, then you need to recite a hamotzi. However, cooked items such as noodles, you can never make hamotzi on them because they're just not called a bread product. You could have actual bread that loses its bread status after being cooked, and this used-to-be bread item will then be mizonos. Now, there are three parts to this halacha. So number one, how long did it cook for? Number two, how large are the pieces? Are they larger than a kezias or not? And number three, do the pieces look like bread or did they lose their appearance of bread? And we're going to examine these halachos. One who is cooking pieces of bread in a pot that is on the fire, or even a pot which was removed from the fire but is still yatzel ledesbo, if the pieces are the size of a kezias, when you put them in the water, they were the size of the kezias. Not that they expanded because there's water causing them to expand. If the pieces just stick together or blow up from the liquid and the cooking process, that's not called a kezias. But again, so if you have pieces that are the size of a kezias, then these pieces still have the halachic status of bread, even though they may have lost the look of bread, and therefore you would need to wash and bench on this. However, if the pieces are less than a kezias, so again, meaning that not even one piece was a kezias, because if one piece was a kezias, you'd wash on the whole thing. So since they have been cooked, they lose the status of bread and will only require a mizonos, and we don't care if it looks like bread or if it lost the appearance of bread. If the small pieces of bread were stuck together through honey or the like, since it wasn't cooked, it does not lose its bread status and still requires a hamotzi, but this is in a situation where you could recognize that they're pieces of bread. However, if each piece is less than a kezias, and we don't care that this whole conglomerate together is a kezias, and it's not recognizable as bread, then you would make a mizonos on this product. And the same rule that we said before applies here as well. If even one piece is a kezias, you need to recite hamotzi, even though it doesn't look like bread. So in summary, when it comes to pieces of bread that were cooked, the halacha is dependent on if they are or aren't the size of a kezias. If they're a kezias, then the bracha is hamotzi, and if not, the bracha is mizonos. In this situation, it makes no difference if it looks like bread or not. Now, pieces of bread that are not cooked need three conditions to be hamotzi. They need to be stuck together, they do not look like bread, and none of the pieces are the size of a kezias. If the pieces are not stuck together, but they're smaller than a kezias, and are soaked in water for so long that they lose their appearance of bread, then you recite a mizonos on them. If through the soaking process the pieces stick together and are not recognizable as bread, then they also lose their status as bread, in other words, they're mizonos. So for example, if you have a kugel made from bread, eggs, and spices, and you can't tell that there's bread in this concoction, then the bracha is mizonos. However, if the bread is recognizable, then it's going to be a hamotzi. Furthermore, even if it doesn't look like bread, but it tastes like bread, and you roll it out like dough and you bake it, so we look at this as a new baking process and the bracha would become hamotzi. If it lost the taste of bread, then it's going to be mizonos. So before we conclude the shiur, so let's review everything that we just said, because it's a little confusing. So if you have pieces of bread, and in these pieces of bread, there is a kezias, this is hamotzi. Okay, now if you have pieces of bread that do not have a kezias within them, so if they're cooked, they are mizonos. If they're not cooked, but they are stuck together, so if it looks like bread, it's hamotzi. If it doesn't look like bread, it is mizonos. Now when it comes to kugel, if there are pieces in the kugel that are kezias, then it's hamotzi. If there's no kezias in the kugel, but it looks like bread, it's hamotzi. If you can't tell that there's bread in the kugel, but it tastes like bread, it's hamotzi. But if there are no pieces that are kezias, you can tell that it's bread. It doesn't taste like bread, then it's going to be a mizonos. And this concludes shiur number 22.